Well, welcome. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our special service for Good Friday. Today, along with Maundy Thursday and Easter Eve, which comes tomorrow, have been regarded by Christians as the three most solemn days of the year. More than that, these 3 days are the hinge on which the whole meaning of life and the purpose of the universe turns. It is Good Friday. A strange name for the day. It may come from a contraction of God's Friday, God's special day, which he had planned from the beginning as the only way to heal and mend the mess we have made of his world. All time is here. All people are here. All places meet at this moment. We're going to start with a short video which reminds us of the meaning of Good Friday. Thank you. Now let us pray. Almighty Father, look with mercy on this, your family, for which our Lord Jesus Christ was content to be betrayed and given up into the hands of sinners, and to suffer death upon the cross, who is alive and glorified now with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We're now going to begin by reflecting on the events in the upper room. It was Thursday night. For Jesus and his 12, it was their Passover meal, a special meal enabling the people of God to remember how God led them out of slavery through the water to freedom. In an upstairs room, they had celebrated a meal like this many times in their lives, and at least twice with Jesus himself. But tonight, in Jerusalem, this year, this week, it was different. As they were eating, Jesus took a small loaf of bread and blessed it and broke it apart and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take it and eat it, for this is my body." And after, he took a cup of wine and gave thanks for it and gave it to them and said, "Each one drink from it, for this is my blood, sealing the new covenant. It is poured out to forgive the sins of multitudes." "Mark my words," Jesus said, "I will not drink this wine again until the day I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And then, when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. We're now going to sing together, "Jesus, Remember Me." Then they went to the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus asked them to watch and pray. It was midnight in a garden of olive trees. For Jesus and now the 11 disciples, for Judas had left the upper room to meet with those and betray Jesus. But this place of olive trees was a favourite place, a place for rest, for getting away from the crowd, for prayer. A place of olive trees on a hillside in a secluded garden. They were tired. In the shadow of the trees, Jesus knelt in the shadow of death, and he accepted it. It was going to hurt, but it was to show us that death is only a shadow. A shadow as dark as the bright light that is blocked by whatever gets in its way. Jesus was going to show us that there is a bright light beyond the shadow of death. To get there, he must go through the darkness for us and show us the way. He said yes to death so that it could have no power over him. He said, I will to death, so it can no longer call the tune. He said, your will be done, so that he might deliver us from the fear of death. And then, in that place which had been a place of rest for them, for getting away from the crowd, Judas and the servants of the high priest came. Jesus was betrayed. He was taken away. Let us pray. Dear God, we remember today the pain and suffering of the cross and all that Jesus was willing to endure so that we could be set free. He paid the price, such a great sacrifice to offer us the gift of eternal life. Help us never to take for granted this huge gift of love on our behalf. Help us to be reminded of the cost of it all. Forgive us for being too busy or too distracted by other things, for not fully recognizing what you freely gave, what you have done for us. Thank you, Lord, that by your wounds we are healed. Thank you that because of your huge sacrifice we can live free. Thank you that sin and death have been conquered and that your power is everlasting. We sit quietly in adoration of you, our God, beholding the great mystery of faith. Now we pause to pray for those known to us in need at this time. We name them personally in the silence before you. Bathe them in your mercy, dear Lord. Cover them and us with your grace and draw us all to new life through your death. We love you, dear Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And then they took Jesus to Pilate. It was early morning. Jesus had been awake all night, hustled from one torch-lit room to another, tied up, bruised, battered and bedraggled. The high priest had looked for charges in order to get the death sentence passed. But all that had been heard was a confusion of lies. Jesus was taken to the Roman governor because only he could give permission for a crucifixion. So there, Jesus was in the place of judgment before Pilate. Jesus was condemned. They made a pretend king out of the real king. Jesus took all the anger, accusations and curses that the whole human race has ever heaped upon God, and he accepted them. He agreed to be the solution to our problem. The sins, the mistakes, and mess of our world. Jesus takes it all without appealing against the injustice. He takes it all without appealing for an army of angels. He takes it all without appealing for our pity. We're now going to sing together the song, Lead Me to Calvary.
King of my life, I crown thee now. Thine shall the glory be. Lest I forget thy thorn-crowned brow, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary.
Took Jesus to the place of execution. It was 9 o'clock in the morning. Jesus had been whipped to within an inch of his life. He had staggered with the crossbeam as far as he was able. He'd been nailed to the wood and hung up to die. What was going on? This isn't the way heroes conquer their enemies. This looks like a defeat, not a victory. This looks like losing, not winning. Or is it? Only by beating death at its own game could Jesus win. Only by taking all that death could throw at him and not then becoming as bad as death himself, could Jesus overcome death? Only by absorbing death's poison, could he create the antidote to death that he could share with all of us? He did this for us. He did it for us at the cost of separation from God. He called out, "Why hast thou forsaken me?" But he also said, "Forgive them." He also told the thief on the cross next to him that today he would be with him in paradise. We look upon the picture of the crosses on the hill. We remember the suffering that Jesus went through. Today, Good Friday, the day of death. We sing now the song, "Beauty for Brokenness." O Lord God, although it is a day of sadness and despair, help us above all to remember that Good Friday is a day of hope. Jesus paid for our sins on that Good Friday all those years ago. May the freedom we now have in Christ be the wind in our sails. We celebrate this Good Friday, remembering how deep God's love for us truly is. He did not withhold his only son, but gave him up for us.
Ask Luke what that is.
Luke.
Let us now say the grace together. May the grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ,
the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit,
bless all evermore.
Amen.
Donald's gone to pipes in the door.
You notice it.
Hi, Luke.
Open for prayer tomorrow. It's open for prayer tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon. We celebrate on Easter Sunday here on Zoom at 11. But as Monday is a bank holiday, there is going to be no prayer meeting. But we will meet again as normal on Wednesday at 11. So no prayer meeting on Monday, but we have a prayer meeting at 11 on Wednesday. Thursday is Norma's Thanksgiving service at 1:30, and that will be available here on Zoom. And then on Friday, Winnie's Clifton funeral service is again here at 11 a.m. So that will be here instead of the normal prayer meeting on Friday.
Friday.
So thank you, everybody, for joining us with us this morning.
Adrian.
Yes, Trevor.
Could you just confirm that the login details for both the funerals are the same as this one?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
All the things I've just spoken about will be the same login details as today. So for both funerals, does anybody else have anything they wish to share with us before we part this morning?
Just bless you, Adrian. That sounds like a busy week. Zooming week.
Zooming week. Yeah.
Goodness me.
Well, people taking the funeral to be putting together all the bits and pieces, giving them to me. So I've been able to get ahead of myself, if I can put it that way. So.
Well done, you. Yeah. Well done. Thank you.
Thank you. So, see you when I see you all on the various bits and pieces. So thank you very much.
I'll see you on Sunday. All right.
Bye, Lisa. Bye. Enjoy your Easter bunny, Lisa, on Sunday.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, Stephen.
Bye-bye.
Before we... Who's there at church tomorrow? Diane, are you going?
I said I would go. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, who was that?
Me, Catherine.
Sorry, I can only see four people at a time. Okay. So.